Hi, I'm Ruth Westerby, a student of yoga's history and philosophy and a yoga practitioner. I'm undertaking doctoral research at the School of Oriental and African Studies, the University of London, working on constructions of gender in Sanskrit texts on Hatha Yoga. This course for Y Studies draws on some of the material that I have been exploring as part of these studies. I have a long way to go in my research, and whilst I have endeavoured to prepare this course faultlessly, I do hope my research will deepen over the coming years and my views develop. As I draw this material together, I realise how much more there is to consider in relation to all the issues covered, and thus I consider this a dynamic work in progress. I'd like to say a few words about my position, as this impacts the questions I ask of my material and the impressions I derive. I'm a yoga student and teacher, a research student. I am female, white, British. My first language is English, though I have been studying Sanskrit for the past 8 years or so. I've travelled to South Asia a few times, mostly to further my yoga studies, but I am clearly a Westerner drawing on the practices of a culture with a different religion and history than my own. I'm exploring material separated from me across time, space, language, culture. Yet, for the past several hundred years, the ideas and practices of yoga have become entangled and refracted through the myriad interactions between East and West. The material available to me and the questions I interrogate it with are products of my position and the intellectual climate of the times. Times in which modern yoga has a global, embodied impact on and through millions of practitioners. Times in which yoga is mostly available as a product in a neoliberal wellness economy. Times in which structures of patriarchy are being challenged, along with what constitutes knowledge and how that is disseminated. Times in which institutionalised abuse is being called out. And times in which cultural artefacts such as yoga are contested as arbiters of identity politics, both by nationalist governments and advocates against cultural imperialism. Also, these are times in which yoga has become, in the last 20 or 30 years, a topic of inquiry within the academy. In such times, the history and philosophy of women, of women's bodies, of constructions of gendered social roles and gendered soteriological roles, soteriology means concerned with liberation from the round of rebirth. In such times, these inquiries take on different meanings and interpretations as a result of these changing contexts. Researching and thinking through the implications of such research can be both challenging and uncomfortable and offer possibilities for change. Acknowledging the context in which this study is generated and presented gestures towards potential pitfalls and misunderstandings that may abound in my material and conclusions. Looking at the control of women and women's bodies from across time, from across cultural context, through the jaded lens of discredited patriarchy, risks assessing disparate historical epochs according to values that are alien to that time, indeed according to values that are themselves subject to flux. And this course is not a polemic against patriarchy or a call for activism. Rather more prosaically, it is a general introduction to the history of women in yoga and the principle of gender as an organising structure in the yogic body and in metaphysics and philosophy more widely. So, what is this course about? My intention for this course is to inquire into women and yoga, taking a circuitous view through the Indian tradition. What this course is not about. This course is not about goddess studies, but it will consider the esoteric feminine and question constructions of female power. Neither is this course aiming to tell the stories of female yoga practitioners, though I will present some typologies of women. Fascinating and detailed studies have been done in these areas, and much research is ongoing. There is a bibliography appended to this course which details some of the resources consulted in the compilation of this course. Should you want to pursue particular topics further, please do check out those resources. So, the organisation of this course. Episode 1 includes what I've said so far by way of introduction. Also in this section, I'd like to say a little about my methodology before diving into the themes which recur in this material. These themes include desire, power, control, purity, and liberation. These themes invest women, or words about women, with certain often stereotypical characteristics that ideas of yoga both utilise and resist. Episode 2. The typologies of women in yoga include actual women, ascetics, the ideal of the perfect wife, goddesses, yoginis, devotees. And I'd like to say a little about the elusive category of actual women practicing yoga. This final category I will return to and develop later in the fourth episode.